Thank you. The reading and homily today is from The Grand Option by Beatrice Brutto. If we want to live the divine life as befits children of God, we must learn to love the way God loves, creatively, originally, not because those loved deserve it, or are attractive, pleasing, or beneficial, nor because they fail to have these characteristics, and we can grandly, virtuously love our enemies. Divine love doesn't have any because. It is itself the original act. It is not referred elsewhere for an account of itself. Long before there was a because in the world, God loves. The act of being God is the act of loving, and this loving creates the world. Good morning.
Good morning.
There are many different definitions of love, and I'm going to go through some of them for us. The Greeks identified them in different ways that some of them you may be familiar with. One of them is Eros, which is the romantic love. Agape, which is an altruistic love or unconditional love. Ludus, which is an infatuated or playful love. A lot of children have ludus. Storge, a companion love or a familiar love. Mania, which is an obsessive love. Pragma, which is a practical or enduring love. Philia, which is an affectionate love. And philolousia, which is self-love. Just think about those different definitions and feel where you might have some of them, where you might felt romantic love or a pragma love, which is an enduring love, maybe kind of a playful love for someone. And hopefully we all have some self-love. But I'm going to ask you to think, to open up to another love. And this love is called spondic love. And Beatrice Brutto talks about spondic love. The word spondic comes from the Greek word libation. And this is a love that pours through you because it's so filling, it just pours out to others. This is a love that has no need to hold a because. It is. It's our being. And when we talk about being of the light, what does that really mean? What is the light that we call ourselves, light worker? We bring in the light. We do that. There's many aspects of the light, but the one of them that I'd like us to really look at it is love. Love of the being of love, being love. Not because of any reason, not because somebody deserves it, not even because they do deserve it. If we start looking as love, as the way we come into this world, that we are love, that we send it out for no other reason, because that's who we are. We are love. We have this ability to just bring forth this love. Now, this isn't our personality. That doesn't mean when you love someone, you do not see them clearly. Doesn't mean that you might not like many aspects. One of the things we do know is we are a spiritual being in a human experience. And humans have a lot of stuff going on with them. A lot of things that we might have to work out, a lot of things that get twisted, a lot of hurts that happen, a lot of anger, a lot of betrayal. All of that can happen on the human plane. But when we look back and we go, and we really are in our being, what is that? Just think about it. Just take a moment and just relax into who you are. Not thinking about anything, not what's going to happen later. And feel into that energy. And that is love. That is the light that we bring forth. And when we start just being and relaxing into that, lots of things can open up around us. Right now, our world has a lot of anger, has a lot of fear, a lot of people on opposing sides, just lots of this conflict, lots of this not being in love. What can we do? Many things we can do. There's lots of people that motivated to do something. But a lot of us feel like we don't even know what to do. How do we do this? So I'm inviting you to do the one thing we can do, which is to go back into our love. Come back and be in that. Bring it forth into the world. This doesn't have to mean that you do anything with anybody, but if you keep going back into your love, it pours out and people do get affected by it. People will go, oh, I met so-and-so and they made me feel good. Isn't that good? In this world where everything is a little bit hard, every time I turn on the news, it's like, why did I do that? You know? Oh, I just got caught up into the world again. And we need to go back and go, wait a minute, where do I really want to bring my life? We are of service, and our service can be bringing love. And if you really get that that's part of our light, a big part of the light, there can be wisdom, there can be healing, there can be lots of parts of the light, but mostly it is love. And we need to bring our love. If you can think about, if you can see how just walking through the world, going with your love, how you make a difference. You know how it is when somebody comes in and they're all complaining about this and this and this. They can bring a room right down. Well, think about what you can do if you bring in love. You can move the vibration. You can have people, they might not even know why they feel this way. But we want to do that. We want to bring the vibration up. We want people to get back into their love. When we say the word, I never know if you say namaste or namaste. I'm not ever sure because I've heard it so many different ways. But if you really look at that, that says, I see the divine in you. And please see the divine in me. So what are we really saying? I see the love in you. And I want you to see the love in me. So when we're going through life and you're looking at someone, that does not mean that you don't see some of the things that are in their way, maybe for them to be experiencing love. Or because unfortunately the world has an awful lot of twists and turns in it, a lot of fear and anger. But you don't need to get caught up in it. You don't need to be bringing that forth. You want to go, okay, I see this person is angry. I can see this person's been hurt. I can see this person has got a different point of view than mine, and I'm not very happy with it. But I'm going to send them love. I'm going to hold my love and send it out. There's a beautiful quote, and a lot of you have seen it. They had it in the Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding, but I think it's worth always repeating, and it's from Pierre Chardin. It says, someday, after mastering the winds, the waves, the tides, and gravity, we shall harness for God the energies of love. And for a second time in the history of the world, man will have discovered fire. Love is a powerful energy that we can, no matter where you are, no matter what's going on in the world, you can bring that. You can bring the love. And love is the thing that's going to hopefully change things, because we don't know what else can. But this doesn't make us not powerful. This actually is as powerful as you can be when you bring love. Thank you.